Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, children. Do you know what day it is? Thank you, it's Sunday, yes. It's also Mother's Day. Do any of you have a mother? Darn right, Mother. It's really nice to have you guys here. We're going to hang out with us this morning.
Okay, well, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Welcome. You're a little late. But so was the rest of the congregation, so that works out nicely. So it's so good to have you guys here. I was kind of hanging out one day in my... Don't let me bother you, by the way. I'm just going to carry on here while I'm kind of getting things ready. You're late. You can sit wherever you want, hon. It's good to have you here. I'm glad you guys are all here. Well, I was in my office, and I decided I needed to renovate my office. You know, I needed to make it all nice and pretty because Pastor Angela is going to be joining us. And so I was cleaning up my office, and the thing is, the things you find in your office when you are cleaning it up, it's remarkable. It's amazing all the things you've... It's like, yeah, you ever clean your room and go, that's where that toy went? Have you ever cleaned your room?
Yeah. My room was messy and it was sticking out and I found it. I'm like, that's where they are.
You take a nap. Yes. Do you need to go to the bathroom?
No.
Okay. So I found... You could serve on the church council. So I found this box and I was so excited because there it was. And I thought, what in the heck is in this box? I couldn't figure it out. And so I opened it up and look what I found. Well, the most important thing, of course...
Crossword.
I know. No, it's not crossword puzzles. These are folders from the church. I know, I said the same thing. From 1977. So that was the first thing I found in the box. It was so exciting because it's Cross Connections, Living in Community, Living in Grace Confirmation Series. Whee! But then I found these. I found all of this stuff. I found pink markers and crayons and scissors. And then I got to looking more and more at it. It was so exciting. I opened it up. Don't have a fit. It's okay. I opened it up and I found...
Rulers.
Rulers to keep you on the straight and narrow.
What?
I found rulers and I found pens and I found... scissors that not even adults can hurt themselves with. And I was so excited by that. But then I got to thinking about the text we heard from Jesus. He said, he talked about love. Did you hear him? Jesus, you were out in the other room. Jesus talked about love. He was talking with his disciples and he said, with the same love that God has loved me, you need to love one another. And I got to thinking about this wonderful box, this toolbox, which is filled with so many cool things. As a matter of fact, I got really excited because in the first service, I discovered there's another layer. There's not only crayons and markers and cool stuff. We're talking glue sticks?
Yeah.
No.
Paper clips.
Where's Azure? You have put more paper clips together in my office than any child known. I bet if we put all of your paper clip chains together, we could circle the earth. Yeah. All kinds of fun stuff. And so I got to thinking about how with this little toolbox, all of a sudden you can take and make something that's really boring and sort of one color and make it beautiful. You can make it beautiful. And all it took was the right tools, right? I opened up the toolbox and what did I find?
Crayons,
everything. And I thought, well, let's just sit here. Have a seat. How can I draw you if you're not sitting down? Here we go. Hold on. You have kind of a pink face. So here we go. Go like that. You got big, you got nice ears going there. And so all of a sudden we can take our bulletins. We can take our bulletins. Yeah, I see you. Did you know it's Mother's Day? Your mother deserves you. You guys are great. Look, come here. I drew a picture of you. Come here.
I need a neck too.
You need a neck? Is that better?
And legs.
And body. And feet.
Listen, Salvador Dali didn't put legs on people. Okay, here we go. Here you go. There's your arms. You're coming down. You got a body. You want short legs or long legs?
Short.
Short legs. Okay. Short legs. Wait a sec. Wait a sec. We have one more thing to do because you have on what color shoes?
Red.
Well, reddish orange.
And blue.
Okay. And shoes. So we can take this boring old thing and it becomes something beautiful. Did you hear what she said about my art? Ew, she said.
That is scary.
It is scary. Well, I think that's what God's love is like. God's love is like our toolbox filled with all kinds of wonderful things that we can pull out and make things that aren't necessarily great into wonderful beauty. But the important thing about love, yeah, like homework, you could color on your homework and make it fun. But the thing about God's love is it okay just to leave it all in here?
No.
Is that okay?
No.
How are you going to make things beautiful?
Open it up.
We have to open it up. And I think that's what Jesus does. Jesus takes Jesus' love, takes God's love, and does what with it? Shares it. So here you go. Have some love. Because God wanted us to all have God's love. Here, take some crayons. You're not too old. You're okay. Listen, you're an acolyte. You need something to do during the rest of the sermon. Here, take this to the adults down there to give to their children. Thank you.
This is bad news.
And so here's what I want you to do. During the rest of our time together, find a piece of paper. Steal your parents' bulletin. See if there's any children's bulletins left back there. I think I see a few. We'll get an usher to grab them and pass them out to you. And I want you to color something beautiful with God's love.
I'm going to color everybody's shirt.
And then give it to Peter. Peter, can you raise your hand? That's Mr. Flaxbarth. If you can give it to him, see back on the back wall? We're going to tape it up. And when people go out, they can see what happens with the beauty of God's love. And so we'll tape it up on the wall. And as you can see, one of the 8 o'clock kids thought that God's love was like an ballistic missile. But do what you want and share God's love. Thank you. You can go back to your place.